Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Dalet. And we are 21 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Zeh HaKlal. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Matzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So the Mishnah on daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph mentioned that Yayin Nesach is unique in that not only is it Osir, but it's Osir Bekolsho. Yayin Nesach has the ability to impart Isir on a Taruvois, even if all you have is a Kolsho. Meaning, ordinarily, the only time something Osir that's Nisarev with Heter would have the ability to impart Isir on the Heter is if it at the very least, is noising tam. Yayin Nesach is a chiddush that not only is it aser, but it's even oiser because, stating that, the Mishnah said the only time that's going to be true is if it's mimbeminoi. So, for example, Yayin Nesach, that's nisarev biyayin, the halach is it's going to be oiser bekolshu. Or if you have mayim Nesach, the lesser known component of this sugya, that's nisarev with mayim of heter, there too, the halach is, it would be aser b'kolshu. If, however, it's min b'she'ena minoy, so yayin nesach was nisarev with mayim of heter, or mayim nesach was nisarev with yayin of heter, then the halach is what it usually is, it's going to be b'noisintam. And the Mishnah concluded with a klal. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Min b'minoy b'mashahu, v'shaloy b'minoy b'noisintam. When it comes to min b'minoy, there the halach is it's going to be b'mashu. If, however, it's min b'she'enoi minoi, there it's going to be b'noi seintam. Says the Gemara, zeh aklal. Min b'mina b'mashu, sh'loi b'mina b'noi seintam. Rav Shmuel Dami Chavayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, kol yisurim shebetoira, when it comes to all yisurim in the Torah, b'mina b'mashu, sh'loi b'mina b'noi seintam. Any iser in the Torah, that's nisarev with heter, if it's min b'minoi, the halach is, it's going to be oiser b'mashu. Shaloi b'minam, that's when it's going to be b'noisintam. In other words, this halacha that we have in our Mishnah regarding Yayin Nesach, Rav and Shmuel da Amri Travayu, it's true even when it comes to other isurim in the Torah. In fact, says the Gemara, according to Rav and Shmuel, Zeh HaKlal Asuyemai. When the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, min b'minei b'mashu, shaloi b'minei b'noisintam, what is that line of Zeh HaKlal coming to be marba? Now, the premise that Zeh HaKlal is coming to be marba is really an idea that permeates Shas. Whenever the Mishnah says a halacha and then it encapsulates the halacha in a rule, specifically when it prefaces it with the words Zeh HaKlal, you know that there's something in addition to what was mentioned that we're coming to include. So according to Rav Shmuel, that this halach of the Mishnah is true not only by Yayin Nesach, but it's true by all Yisurim in the Torah. So this is easy. What's Zeh HaKlal going to be marba? Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. It's coming to be marba. All Yisurim in the Torah. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish Tamid Shavayu. Rabbi Yoichon Mishlokish, however, both said, Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Beim Beminam Ben Shaloi Beminam Ben Oysen. When it comes to all Yisurim in the Torah, it doesn't matter if the Issa is Nisarev with Heter, that's minoy, or if it's nisarev with heter, that's shaloi b'minoy. The halach is it's going to be b'noy senta. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach, with the exception of tevel and yayin nesach, which we have in our Mishnah, where b'mina b'mashu, if it's nisarev b'mina, it's not b'noy senta, it's b'mashu. Only v'shaloi b'mina, if it's nisarev shaloi b'mina, then it's going to be b'noy senta. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah really even Minam is Benois and Tam, with the exception of Tevel and Yayin Nesach. So v'zeh HaKlal v'asuyei Tevel. What is Zeh HaKlal coming to be Marba? It's coming to be Marba, not all Yisurim Shabbat Torah, because that's not true, but rather it's coming to be Marba Tevel. So Sai Rav and Shmuel and Sai Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and our Gemara hold that the Halach of our Mishnah is not only true by Yayin Nesach. This Chiddush that we see by Yayin Nesach, that it's Oiser B'minam b'mashu is not unique to Yayin Nesach. Okay, what else does it apply to? That's where the machlokes is. According to Rav and Shmuel, everything. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it also applies to Tevel. Now the Gemara is going to, at the end of this discussion, mention why would Tevel be unique. But for now, those are the facts. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's true for Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. According to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's true for Yayin Nesach, like the Mishnah says, and also Tevel. Says the Gemara, both Shittas are really somewhat merumas in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, after it mentioned Halacha, said, Zeh HaKlal, min b'mineh b'mashu, shaloi b'mineh b'noisen tam. And we know Zeh HaKlal is always coming to be Marba. So we know that there's something more than Yayin Nesach where the Halacha of the Mishnah relates to. What what is that something more? According to Rav Shmuel, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that something more is even Tevel. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rav Shmuel, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Tanya Kavase de Rav Shmuel, the price that supports Rav and Shmuel, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra, Bemidim Bemashu, Shle Bemidim Benayis and Tam, all Yisurim in the Torah, if then Nisarim in Bemino, it's Bemashu, only Shalai Bemino is Benayis and Tam. So that's a very black and white price that supports Rav and Shmuel. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, a price that supports Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra, when it comes to all Yisurim in the Torah, Bein Beminam, Bein Shalai Beminam, Benayis and Tam. So far, that is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chutz mi Tevel v'Yayin Nesech, with the exception of Tevel and Yayin Nesech, where Beminam b'Mashu, Shaloi Beminam b'Nois and Tam, again, verbatim Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we have this big time machloikis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other hand. What does Zeh HaKlal in the Mishnah is coming to be Marba? What's the halacha when it comes to Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra b'Minam? Is it Oise b'Mashu like Yayin Nesech, or is it b'Nois and Tam? According to Rav and Shmuel, all Yisurim Shabbatayra Minoy is Bimashu and Zeh Klaus coming to be Marba, all the Yisurim in the Torah. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah is really Benois and Tam, even where it's Mim Beminoy. What is that cloud coming to be marred? But one other category of halacha, and that is tevel. So what emerges is there's two areas of machalos asurais where you have this chumra that mim b'minoy is b'masho. So the Gemara tries now to understand why would these two parshios be unique. So again, this is all in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who holds that kol yisurim shabbatayim mim b'minoy is really b'nois and tam. It's dafke yayin nesech and tevel. So the Gemara says, Bishlemi yayin nesech. I understand why it would be more chomer than other Yisurim in the Torah. Why mim b'mina would be Yosef b'mashu? Mishum chomer d'avodas kechaver. Because Yayin Nesach is related to Avodah Zarah, so it makes a lot of sense. Avodah Zarah is very chomer, Yayin Nesach is very chomer. We know that from learning Maseches Avodah Zarah. So makes sense. It would have this chomer as well. Ela tevel, my time, but why tevel? Why tevel more than other machalos asuros? So the Gemara gives a very geshmaki answer. The Gemara says, keheteiroi kach yisuroi. The reason is because just like you find that a mashahu of tevel has the ability to be matter other tevel, so too a mashu of tevel will have the ability to be oyser taruvos. What's that based on? The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel famously said, Chita achas poiteres esakri, that when it comes to truma, there's no shear of how much truma you have to be mafresh in order to make a kri of tevel not tevel anymore. In fact, even a chita achas has the ability to poiteres esakri. And Rashi speaks out that even though you find shiurim, 1 in 40, 1 in 50, 1 in 60, those are all rabbinic. But as it relates to midai raisa, the rule is, chita achas poiteres esakri. But here's the point. Being that you find that a chita achas of tevel, a tiny bit of tevel, could be poiter an entire kri, even though it's a mashu relative to the kri, right? It's so small relative to the kri. But the metzias is that's something it's able to do. So if a chita achas is able to be mater, keheterei kachisuroi, so too a chita achas is going to have the ability to be oyser as well. Says the Gemara, v'tanan nami hachi. In fact, this idea is supported in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Maseches Chala, Perikimel Mishnah Yod. What does the Mishnah say? But me amru, when did Chazal say that tevel is oyser bekolshu, that tevel has the ability to be oyser bekolshu? It's b'minoy. If it's b'minoy, v'shaloi b'minoy, but if not, b'nois and tam, it's only going to be b'nois and tam. Now the truth is, it's not so clear what this v'tanan nami hachi. Is this just a Mishnah that supports the idea that tevel is oyser min b'minoy b'mashu? I mean, that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And we already had a Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And also, this then should have been brought earlier. Why is it being brought here? It sounds like this is a Tanan Nami Hachi in support of the Svara of the Gemara. That the reason that it's Tevel, in addition to Yayin Esech, that's Oysa Bekolshu, is Keheteri Kachi Surah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that, yeah, there's actually a point that we're trying to bring out from this Mishnah that supports not only the general idea that Tevel is Oysa Bekolshu, but that the reason is Keheteri Kachi Surah. And it's based on the fact that you see it's only B'minoi, not Shaloi B'minoi. Okay. We know that when a person was Mafresh, Trumas HaMaisris, you had to be Mafresh, Leminoi. But if you were mafresh shaloi b'minoi, then it was not the proper way to be mafresh. What would be the svara then that tevel should be oiser bekol shu b'minoi, not shalei b'minoi? Probably because of keteira kachisuroi, and being that the heteroi of chita achas peteris sakri is min b'minoi, because that's a rule in hilchas trumas ma'ases. Also, it's very geschmack. That's the reason that tevel is only going to be oiser bekol shu b'minoi. It's not going to be oiser shalei b'minoi. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara that the Tana Nami Hachi is coming not only to support the general idea, but it's really coming to support the reason behind the idea. And that is that if it's based on Keteri Kachisuroi, well, that would explain that it should only be true if it's being Oyser B'minoi. It shouldn't be true if it's Oyser Shaloi B'minoi. One of the reasons the Rishonim struggle a little bit with what Rashi says is because at the end of the day, there's nothing that we saw in this mission that we didn't know from the price already. Meaning, we know that Yayin Esach and Tevel, they're Oyser, Dafke B'minoi. So you want to tell me that why is Tevel only Oyser B'minoi? Oh, must be because it's Keteri Kachisuroi, very good. I didn't need this Tana Nami Hach. This Mishnah doesn't sound like it was Moisef anything versus what we already knew from the Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish versus what Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish themselves said. So to tell me that Tevel's Oysa B'kol Shul B'mida Shloi B'mida B'nois and Tam, I mean, I knew that already. That's a Raya that Keteri Kachisuroi. I hear Rashi saying a beautiful Shtekel Torah, but what do I need this V'tna Nami Hachi? It sounds like this Mishnah is bringing home the point. I mean, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is his Iker Halacha sort of says this, and if any of the Tanya Nami Hachi already said it, why this T'na Nami Hachi? So for this already, I am B'rishoyne, but the way Rashi learns the Gemara, this is not just another Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. This is a T'na Nami Hachi on the Tam, that you see a support to the reason of Keheteri Kachisuroi. Either way, what's the Sikkum of the first part of the Daf? The Sikkum is that the Mishnah told us a halacha of Yayin Nesach Aser V'Oyser B'Kolshu Dafka Min B'Minoi Min Shaloi B'Minoi is already B'Nois and Tam Machloikis Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rav Yoichan and Shlokish on the other hand, whether this is a halacha Dafka B'Yayin Nesach or it's meant to be applied, and if it's applied, how much it's supposed to be applied. They both agree that it's a little more than Yayin Esach. The question is, how much more? According to Rav and Shmuel, it's really true for Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. According to Yoichan and Reish Lakish, it's true Dafka Fetevel, in addition to Avodah Zarah. In fact, they both have their Makar in the mission itself, because the mission said, Zeh HaKlal, Min B'Mina B'Mashu, Shloi B'Mina B'Nais, and Tam, Zeh HaKlal is always coming to be Marba. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's coming to be Marba, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. According to Yoichan and Reish Lakish, it's coming to be Marba Tevel. According to Rav and Shmuel, that it's Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. Okay, this is the rule for Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. According to Rav and Yoichan and Reish Lakish, that it's only true for Yai Nesach and Tevel. So you have to know, why would these two Macholas Asuras be unique? The Gemara said, Yai Nesach is Mishum Chumrat Avodah Zarah, and Tevel is Keheteri Kachisuroi. Either way, moving along, another mission. Eilu Asurim, the following is a list of things that are Asur, V'Oisim B'Kol Shum. And if they're Nesarav and a Taruvois, they are Oisim the Taruvois, even if all you have is a kolshu. So again, we mentioned the previous Mishnah, Yaya Nesech is Asif HaOysa B'Kolshu. The Mishnah now is continuing and is going to mention another list of things that are Asir, and these things are Oysa B'Kolshu, says the Mishnah. What's the list? Number one, Yaya Nesech. Now, Yaya Nesech, doesn't that sound like what we had in the previous Mishnah? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it means Chavis Be'elof Chavios. When we say Yaya Nesech, we mean a barrel of Yaya Nesech that was Nesarev with 1,000 barrels. So we don't mean wine was poured into a liquid. That was the previous Mishnah. That's Mim B'Minoi, Mim B'Shalei B'Minoi. This has nothing to do with Mim B'Minoi, Mim B'Shalei B'Minoi. But if there's a chavis of Yayin Nesach and it got mixed up with other chavis, so the halacha is that it's going to be Oyser B'Kol Shu. It doesn't matter what the ratio and the proportions are. It's automatically going to be Oyser. V'Avoydes Kechavim or Avoydes Zara. Rashi says there was a tzura that people worshipped, and it was Nesarev with other tzuras that people didn't worship. So this we had already earlier in the Masechta. These were skins of an animal where it looks like the heart was ripped out for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So if it was mixed up with other skins, it's going to be Oysa B'Kol Shu. V'shayr haniskol, v'egla rufa, v'tzipayri mitzayr. These are the birds that we use as part of the purification process of the mitzayr. V'sar nazar, the hair of a nazar, u'petach hamar, u'basar b'cholav, v'sara mishtaleach, v'chulon shenishch do be azara uchun that was slaughtered in the avodah zara. All of these things are elu asurim. They're going to be asur v'oisur b'kolshu, and they're going to be oisur b'kolshu as well. So all these things that were mentioned in the event that they were nisarev, there was some sort of taruvos. So the halachas they're going to be asur, and not only are they going to be asur, they're going to be oisur b'kolshu as well. Now, just to be clear, this taruvos that's going on in this mishnah is a taruvos yavish b'yavish, meaning Rashi said even yai nesach. It's talking about I had a barrel of yai nesach. It got mixed up with other barrels. I have this tsura. It got mixed up with other tsurois. I have this skin. It got mixed up with these other skins. So the halach is, I don't care what the relationship is. I don't care what the proportion is. Everything is automatically going to be awesome. This is a little bit different than the taruvas that we saw in the beginning of the daf. And really, in yesterday's Mishnah, where you're dealing with a taruvas lach balach, where two things mixed into each other, and there's a shaila, is it being nois in tam, it's not being nois in tam. This is a taruvas where you don't have two things that created a mixture where now they're one. It's what's known in the vernacular as a taruvas of yavish b'yavish. Either way, the Mishnah gives a list of things where the halachas is going to be oisav akolshu, where there's no rives, there's no nothings, it's automatically going to be us. Now, just to speak out what the Gemara is about to do now, the Gemara is going to analyze this list now. It's going to say, what is the common denominator of this list, right? It's an interesting group. Yayin Nesech, Avodah Zarah, Oreis Levuvim. So they're all Avodah Zarah related. They actually are all somewhat comparable. Shor HaNiskal, Egla Rufa, Tzipore Mitzayra, the Hero of a Nazar, the Petach Amar, Basa the Chalav, Sar HaMishtalech, and Chun that was slaughtered in Nazar. So Mara says that really, if you think about it, I could come up with two common denominators. One is they're all a Dovah Shebeh Minyan. They're all things that people count individually. They're all Chashuv. And there's a rule we know in the Sugis of Bittul that a Dovah Shebeh Minyan is not Batal. So that's technically a common denominator which would manifest itself in this Chumra in the world of Bittul. Another thing that they have in common is they're all Isuri Hana. They're all things that are also Asur Behana, right? Some things are Asur, some things are even Asur Behana, which also gives it a Chaymer. If something is Asur Behana, so it's Chamer. If it's Chamer, I could hear why maybe it wouldn't be subject to the laws of Bittul. So the Gemara just entering now has these two possibilities, but as we'll see, the Gemara is going to have a kasha regardless of which way you go. Says the Gemara, Tana Maikel Chasha. What did the Tana feel was the common denominator in all the things that I mentioned? I mean, what is it listing? Is it mentioning all the things that are Dovah Shebeh Minyan? Because that's the rule of thumb, that anything that's a Dovah Shebeh Minyan is Oysa B'Kolshu, that listing Nami Chaticha is Nevela. How come it didn't mention Chaticha is of Nevela? That's a Dovah Chashuv. You have a big prime rib of Nevela. So the halacha should be, because it's a Dovah Shebeh Minyan, it's Oysa B'Kolshu. And Isuri Hanaka Chashuv. If you're going to tell me that, no, the common denominator is not Dovah Shebeh Minyan, rather it's Isuri Hanaka, which would explain, by the way, why we wouldn't mention Chaticha is Nevela, because Nevela is not Asa B'Hanah. Obviously, now we chametz for Pesach. So why don't we mention chametz on Pesach? So says the Gemara, I'm not sure if the common denominator is Dovah Shebeh Minyan or if the common denominator is Isuri Hanaka. But either way, I have a kasha. If it's Dovah Shebeh Minyan, mention Chaticha is Nevela, and if it's Isuri Hanaka, you should mention chametz for Pesach. Om Rabbi Chiba Rabba, so the Gemara said, Rabbi Chiba Rabba said, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Some say, what's Rabbi Chiba Rabba? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that said it. Hay Tana Tartius. You want to know what the common denominator is? It's actually two things. Dovah Shebeh Minyan, V'Isuri Hanaka. You have to check off two boxes in order to make it into this halach. It has to be a Dovah Shebeh Minyan, it has to be Isuri Hanaka. Being that it has to be a Dovah Shebeh Minyan, that's why we don't mention Chametz B'Pesach. And being that it has to be Isuri Hanaka, so it's for that reason we don't mention Chaticha Is Nevela. So Itaka has to be both, and that's the Teretz. If it was only Dovah Shebeh Minyan, you'd mention Chaticha Is Nevela. And if it was only Isuri Hanaka, you'd mention Chametz B'Pesach, which is also Hanaka. But the reason we don't mention either one of them is because really you have to have both, and none of them check off both boxes. So everything in the Mishnah checks off both boxes. Chatichas Nevela checks off one, as does Chametz B'Pesach, and it's for that reason they're not mentioned. But the Gemara says, I still have a kasha. V'lisni egoize perech, v'rimoine bada. Why don't we mention that the egoizim, the walnuts from the place called Perech, and the remainder from the place called Badon should be included. Now we're talking about where the egoize Perech, or the remainder Badon, was either Arlo Zakrashi or Kilei Akerem. So it seems that the egoize Perech, the remainder Badon, were very chashev. And because they were very chashev, it's definitely a Dovah Shebeh Minyan. Additionally, Arla and Kilei Akerem are both Asa B'Hanah. So says the Gemara of Elisni, why don't we mention these two things? Dovah Shebeh Minyan v'Isuri Hanaka. That's Akasha. So why we didn't mention Chaticha's Nevela because it only checks off one box? We didn't mention Chametz B'Pesach again because it only checks off one box. Oh, but the Goyze Perch, the Remaining Bodhim, check off two boxes. How come it's not mentioned? So I'll tell you. Because the Tana Lehasam, because it was already mentioned in a Mishnah somewhere else. Where's somewhere else? Meaning, where's there? Maseches Arla Perakim al Mishnah Zayin. What it says over there is Haroy la Arla Arla Haroy la Kilei Akerim Kilei Akerim. So if you take a look at the Mishnah there, the Mishnah mentions that the halacha is that there are certain foods that if them is arev, so the halacha is they're going to be oyser afilu bekolshim. And it mentions there Igayze Ferech. It mentions there Rimoyne Badam. Now it also mentions other things. It also mentions all those things in the context of Arlo and Kilei Akerem, which is this line. Arlo, 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 Kilei Akerem, Kilei Akerem. The Mishnah over there says that any of those items that are shaykh to Arlo, right? Arlo is only a fruit. So any of those items that are shaykh to Arlo, so apply to Arlo. Any of those items that are shaykh to Kilei Akerem, you could apply to Kilei Akerem. But the bottom line is, it's already mentioned in the Mishnah, Mesachas Arlo, and being that it's mentioned Mesachas Arlo, we didn't feel I had to mention Avodah Zarah. So you're right. It's like a ton of a shayr we're missing. But the reason that the time of the Mishnah did not feel that it needed to mention it, it's because it was already mentioned over there. Faith to Gemara, another kasha. For listening, ki karish abala bayis le'inyin chametz bepesach. L'chayra, I have a hechatimsa, says the Gemara, where I could have chametz bepesach that is going to be also a davar shel minyan. Chametz bepesach is also banah. Checks off one box. Doesn't check off the other box, we said, because it's not chashev. But what about ki karish abala bayis? The loaves of the abala bayis, that was already chashev. And being that it's chashev, so l'chayra, it should be mentioned over here in our Mishnah. Meaning, we didn't mention chametz bepesach, so it only checks off one box. That's all true if it's regular chametz bepesach. But what if it's a davar chashev? What if it's ki karish abala bayis? The Gemara says, man shamet, the islay Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana that holds ki karish shel abala bayis is considered a davar chashev? It's Rabbi Akiva. And Atana lehasam, Rabbi Akiva is mentioned in that Mishnah Masech Tesarlo. The Rabbi Akiva moisif av ki karish abala bayis. The Rabbi Akiva was moisif as it relates to kilei akerem, that even ki karish abala bayis is going to be included in the halacha that it's aser, and as a result, it's going to be oisav kolshu. So, being that we already mentioned kikorish of alabayas, albeit klapi kilei akerem in the Mishnah Masechta Zarla, the Tana didn't feel that it had to mention it over here, even with regards to chametz bepesach. So, just to explain this a little bit better, right? The Gemara really had three kashas of three things. Why are they not mentioned in our Mishnah? What happened to egoize perech and rimoine Badon and Kikarish of Alabayas? Yigoyze Ferech and Rimoine Badon are Dovashev and Minyan and they're Asabana. So if that's the case, we should mention them in our Mishnah as being something that's Isaac Kalshu. Now, when would they be Isaac Kalshu if they were Arla, Kilei Akerem? Aroy la Arla, Arla, Aroy la Kilei Akerem, Kilei Akerem. But the bottom line is, these two things, as it relates to Arla and Kilei Akerem, whichever one it's Roy to, should be able to be Isaac Kalshu. The Gemara said the reason we didn't mention it is because it's already mentioned in the Mishnah Sechaz Arla. It's mentioned, we don't have to mention it over here. Another kasha, Kikarish of Alabayas. Kikarish of Alabayas, that could be mentioned here in the context of Chametz Bepesach, right? Can mention the context of Chametz Bepesach. How come we're not mentioning that here? Says the Gemara, because that's also mentioned in the Mishnah Sechaz Arla. Now, there it's not mamish mentioned the way we want to mention it over here, because there it's mentioned in the context of Arla and Kilei Akerem. That's the Mishnah in Arla. Here, the Gemara's kashas may be mentioned in the context of Chametz Bepesach. True. But once it's mentioned, and that's why we're not mentioning it again. Either way, the Mishnah concluded by us and said, "Hare elu asurim va'isur b'kolshu." So, what's that double lashon? Right, similar to the beginning of the daf. Zeh'aklal. What's this double lashon over here? Says the Gemara, "Lemute mai." What's hare elu coming to be ma'ayit? So, the zeh'aklal in the beginning of the daf was coming to be mar, but the question was lasuye mai. Right here, there are hare elu is coming to be ma'ayit. The question is lemute mai. So, the Gemara, "Lemute davishav minyan v'lav isuri ano." It's coming to be ma'ayit if something's a davishav minyan, but it's not isuri ano. Inami, or it's coming to be ma'ayit. In other words, in line of what we said up until this point, that Elo Asurim V'Aisim V'Kolshu is things that can check off two boxes. Number one, they're Dovish of Minyan. Number two, they're Asur. Hare Elo Asurim V'Aisim V'Kolshu. And the end of the Mishnah is driving home that point. I mean, that's where you see it. That it's Tavka if it's this, not if, meaning if it meets both criteria of the Mishnah. Right, just to explain this a drop better, because from the Mishnah Minei Obey, you don't see that you have to check off both boxes. Maybe one box is enough. Maybe this box, maybe that box. But from the fact that it says, Arei Elu Asurim V'Oisim B'Kolshu, that's how I know it's coming to be Mamayit something. That something that you could have had a Hamamid is included in the Mishnah, really is not included in the Mishnah. What is that? It's coming to exclude Dovish Abed Minyan v'lav Yisuri Anah, or Yisuri Anah v'lay Dovish Abed Minyan. So what's the recap of the second part of the daf? The recap of the second part of the daf is there are certain things that are oyser in a taruvis yavish b'yavish afilu b'kolshu. What's the list? Yayin Nesach, Avodah Zarah, Eros Levuv, Shara Niskal, Garuf, Tzibar, Mitzayr, Sar, Nazir, Petach Amar, Basav Chalav, Sar, Mishtalef, Chun, Shlichuch, Blazar. What do these things have in common? Two things. Number one, Dovish Abed Minyan, and number two, Yisuri Anah. What would be if you had either David Shabbat Minyan or Yisuri Anah, that's the end of the Mishnah. They would be excluded. The Gemara also said there are things that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. For example, Igoze Ferech and Rimoine Badon. Haroila Arla Arla Haroila Kileakem Kileakarim Dovish Abiminyan and Arlan Kileakarim both Asavana. That could have been mentioned. You also could have mentioned Kikarish of Alabayas, Chomis Pepesach. That could have been mentioned. That's a Dovish Abiminyan and it's Asavana. But being these things were already mentioned in the Mishnah Masach Tasarlo, the Tana did not feel that it needs to mention it again. Another Allah. Yayin Nesach. Shenof Alibar. If Yayin Nesach falls into a bar, so Yayin Nesach is Yayin, that's Aser. It falls into a bar of Yayin Heter. Kuloi Asabana. The Allah is the entire bar is all going to be Asabana. Pashup Shad is based on the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Abadal. If Yayin Nesach Aser, for Oysebekosh, Shem Gamliel says, Yimacha Kuloi Doivikicham. You don't have to get rid of all the wine. I mean, this is cruel and unusual almost. You don't have to do that. What you could do is you could sell all the wine to an Oved Kechav. I mean, you can't drink it. But if you want to sell, you could sell it. Ay, there's Yayin Nesach inside that you're not allowed to have anah from. Chutz midbe Yayin Nesach Shabbai. You're not going to sell full value. You're going to sell for the amount of heter, but you're not going to sell for the equivalent of Yayin Avisa. So for example, if you have $1,000 worth of wine, and you know $50 worth of Yayin Nesach is inside, you're not going to sell for $1,000, you sell for $950. By you doing that, you're not being nene from the Yayin Nesach, because you're giving $1,000 worth of wine, you're only getting $950 back. That's something that you would be allowed to do. If this Rav Shimon Gamliel sounds familiar, it's because obviously we've encountered this Rav Shimon Gamliel already in the sugi. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, chavis b'chavis, aber lo yayin b'yayin. What does this mean? In the event that one chavis of Yayin Nesach was nisarif with other chavis of heter, that's when you can invoke. That's when I agree that halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If wine got mixed with wine, me Yayin Nesach was nisarif with kosher wine, then you're not going to have that halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav says, I know Rav Shimon Gamliel said, and he said it, chavis b'chavis, yayin b'yayin, but the halacha is only like him if it's chavis b'chavis. The halacha is not going to be like him if it's yayin b'yayin. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, this was Rav. Shmuel said, no, filu yayin b'yayin. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, even yayin b'yayin. V'chein Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Filu yayin b'yayin. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nosan, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Filu yayin b'yayin. V'chein Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua. Filu yayin b'yayin. So Rav said, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, chavis b'chavis, but not if the wine's actually mixed. Shmuel says, no. That even if it's Yayin B'Yayin, it's not just Shmuel, it's also Rabbi Yochanan and other Amiram as well. Says Amar Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said, Halacha L'Maisa. I'll tell you the Halacha L'Maisa. Yayin Nesach. If the wine that we're handling is real bona fide Yayin Nesach, meaning wine that was actually poured, Lavoy de Zara, so then Yayin B'Yayin Aser, Chavis B'Chavis Motar. Then Yayin B'Yayin, we're not going to go like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Chavis B'Chavis, yes. Meaning if it's real Yayin Nesach, then you have to be more Machmer. And then I agree with Rav that Halacha if, however, it's Stam Yeinam, if we're dealing with Stam Yeinam, then Afilu Yayin B'Yayin Mutter, then I think you could be Mekel Afilu Yayin B'Yayin. So Machloikis, Rav, and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, etc., whether Halachas like Shimon Gamliel, only B'Chavas B'Chavas, which is more cool, or even Yayin B'Yayin. And then we have Rav Nachman's Hachra, who said it depends. Are we dealing with real Yayin Nesach, or are we dealing with Stam Yeinam? Real Yayin Nesach is more Chomor. Dear, that Loch is going to be like Rav, that Chavis V'Chavis, yeah, Avo Yayin B'Yayin, no. If, however, we're dealing with Stam Yeinam, which is only Chashash, that maybe the guy use it for Avodah Zarah. Stam Yeinam, which is also related to Chas, that's right, that's a much less Chomet Geparsha. Over there, Afilu Yayin B'Yayin Mutter, there the Halach is going to be like Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and the other Amoira. Either way, moving along now to the fourth and the final part of today's daf, which really is ushering in the last sugya of Mesach Avodah Zarah. So believe it or not, we're very, very close to the end. And really, the last part of the Masechta continues to discuss halachas related to Yayin Nesach, but specifically as they relate to kashering kelim or wine press, things that were used in the context of Yayin Nesach, of Stam Yeinam, etc., etc. So really, these are the laws of Hagolah, the laws of kashering. Now, as it relates to the beginning of the sugya, which we're going to learn right now, I just think it's kedai to introduce the following. And that is, we're going to discuss now a few different levels of kashering. And again, we'll get into some of the nuance today and even more so tomorrow. And just going from lowest to highest in terms of severity of what level of hagola you would have, we're going to see the concept of hadacha. Hadacha means that there's a little bit of a chashash that maybe this wine here, all you got to do is rinse it off, just wash it. Then there's what's called niguv. Niguv, the Gemara in tomorrow's topic is going to really get into, but niguv is literally means to dry, but there's a process that involves water, involves ashes, as we're going to see. That's a higher madrega. There's another level called yikloif. Yikloif means we actually have to cut off a little piece, meaning it's not something that you can even salvage. So there's some saturation of wine, there's nothing you can do about it. The only eitzah is literally to get rid of it. You have to cut it off. And then finally, there is what's known as milui ve'iroi, an idea that we've seen earlier in the Masechta, where that's a much more complex parsha of how you go about doing agalos. So again, as it relates to today's daf, we'll see more in tomorrow. But for now, let's just be mindful. There's hadacha, there's nigov, which is more than that, involves water and ashes, and then you have yikloif, where you're cutting off a piece that was exposed, and then finally, what's known as milui ve'iroi, that's the big mahalach that really cures all these problems. Either way, on that note, says the Mishnah, gas shaleven. So a gas is a wine press that was made of stone. It's also Ibikachavim. And Ibikachavim did some work on this gas. And what he did was he put pitch on it. Right? He put like tar. He put something on it. Dalach is menagfa vihitahira. If you want to be able to use this gas, you would have to go through the process of nigo first. Right? That's the level 2 of the 4 levels that we mentioned. And then afterwards, it's going to be tar. The reason for this, Rashi says, is because pitch has a very bad smell. So the people that used to apply pitch onto things, they would pour wine sometimes. So if wine was applied on this gas, why do you think wine was applied there? Not as part of the winemaking process, but poshet, it's one of the ingredients of this zefes. So if you have a gas shaleven, shazof sa'ivik echavim, he poured wine, it's yayin nesach. So the only way you'd be able to use it is if you menach. If he had poured the wine, you have nothing to worry about. But if a guy did, you need to do something, you can't simply rinse it. You also don't have to be koilafit or do milah v'iri, menagva v'itari, that's going to be enough. Shaleit, that's also true if it was made of stone. What if it's made of wood? Then it's already more chum. Rabbi says, inagev? No, it's the same halacha. The chum say, yikloif. As a zefes, you have no choice, you got to cut off the whole zefes. You have to remove the whole thing. Now, why is eitz different than even? So Rashi says, it's not so much that eitz is different than Evan, but that when they used to put pitch on the eights, it was boy zefes tufa. It needed more pitch. And because it needed more pitch, so the fact that there's more pitch on it allows it to be bilea more wine, and that's why it's more chamer. So it's not even the eights versus the Evan. Eights and Evan seems to be in the same category. But it's the fact that it just practically speaking required more zefes, and the more zefes means more wine. Finally, Vishal Cheres. What if it was made of earthenware? Afa Bishakalavas Azefes. Then even if you remove the klipa, you are kalafid, harezu, asur, the lochas, it's going to be awesome. What then would you have to do? Then you would have to do already miloi v'iroi. So the Mishnah really mentioned 3 categories of a gas that had pitch on it, where now there's a chashash that maybe wine was poured, and it was poured by a guy, because the guy is the one who applied the pitch. And the question is, you want a kasher now, you want to be able to use this gas. So what's the halacha? So the answer is, it depends on what material this gas was made of. Was it made of stone, was it made of wood, or was it made of earthenware? Evan, eitz, ocheres. If it's made of evan, so then there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees, minag v'vitayr, you do nigov, sadach is not enough. Nigov is the next best thing. Again, more about that in tomorrow's daf. But once you do that, you're going to be okay. If it was made of eitz, it's a machloikis. Rebbe says it's like evan. All you need to do is nigov. The chachamim say no yikloif es azefes. And then if it's cheres, that seems like everybody agrees, although we'll see in the Gemara it's not true. But in the simple reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like everybody agrees that even if you do the klipa, even if you do level 3, it's not enough. Harezu asura, unless you do a proper hagala, you have to do what's called milui ve'iroi. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, dafka zofsa. The only time that the halach of the Mishnah is true, that a gasha levin, shazofsa, v'chulu, it's dafka if there was pitch. Aval darach b'alai. But in the event that a guy would go, and he would be doirech anovim with this gas, So then the halacha is that if you want to use it afterwards, you wouldn't have to do the niguf. Rather, what would you have to do? You'd have to wash it, because you have to get rid of whatever he was derech. But more than that, you would not have to do. If he was zafsa, now we're concerned that maybe wine was poured on top of it, that's when you have this problem. If, however, he wasn't zafsa, and all he did was he was derech with this gas, meaning completely different pa'ula, instead of being Zafsa, he was Darachba, did halach is different, and there you'd have to do a hadacha, but you wouldn't have to do more than that. I mean, the halach of our mission is you put pitch, you pour wine into the pitch, it's bilay, it absorbs, you have to do nigav. If he's Darach with it, the fact that he's being mishtamish with the gas, that's the point of Rava, that in and of itself doesn't trigger the halach of the Mishnah. It's the fact that he was Zafsa. It says Mar Pshita, it's obvious, Zafsa Tran. I mean, he didn't say if you did anything with the gas. What did the Mishnah say? If you were Zafsa, so obviously this is the halach. The Mar says, no, I would have thought who had Darachba. Maybe Darachba too, right? The reason it said Zafsa. So it's Urcha the Mosakhtani, because that's just a regular normal case of what might have happened. But Darachba is maybe less Urcha the Milsa, right? And as a result, we didn't mention it. But could be the halacha is true even if it's Darachba. Well, that's why Rava felt at the very least it was worthy, it was necessary to mention. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of Rava. Amar Rava said, Dafka Zafsa. The halacha of the Mishnah is Dafka if you were Zafsa. Avul Darachba, if you were Darachba, Leisagi Laba Nigov. Then Nigov wouldn't be enough, but rather in that case, you would have to do Kilof. You would have to do a level 3. You would have to remove the entire thing. Now, there's a very, very important Rashi over here. Rashi says that in the Ikad Amri, Amar Rava, Dafka Zafsa, Avul Darachba, Leisagi Laba Nigov means if you were Darachba after you were Zafsa. Meaning, Gash 11 Shazafsa Menagva Vitaira. If it was Zafsa and it was Darach, but that's what Rav is coming to say, at that point is Loisagila Benigov. And this is in contrast to the first Lishna, when Rav said Dafka Zafsa Avil Darach Baloi meant if instead of being Zafsa, you were Darachba. So then the Alacha Rav said was what? It's going to be sagila ba'docha. You won't even need this level 2. You won't even need nigov. In the Ikad Amri, what Rav is saying is, dafka zafsa, where all you need is nigov. But if you're zafsa and you're darachba, sagila ba'nigov, nigov itself is not going to be enough. But the Gemara here too says, pshita, isn't it obvious? Zafsa tanat. It says zafsa. The Gemara says, no, ma'at the team, I would have thought, who had the nefilu darachba. Maybe even if you were zafsa and you were darachba, diktani zafsa, or chedemil sektani. Which is, again, picking something that's normal. It's not as normal for him to be zafsa and darachba. Kamash malon, that's what Rava felt he needed to speak out. Dafka zafsa avol darachba loisagila menigov. It's only if it's zafsa, but if it's darachba, then nigov itself isn't going to be enough. So again, we have these two lashonos of Rava. In both lashonos, Rava says the same words. Dafka zafsa avol darachba loy. In the first lishna, dafka zafsa avol darachba loy, you don't even need nigov. In the second lishna, dafka zafsa avol darachba loy, nigov is not going to be enough. But the way Rashi explained this, Rashi that we spoke out, the two lashonos of Rava are not even arguing. Meaning they're both true, could be. They're not arguing. It's just shayla what Rava said. But then they're both true. Because the dafka zafsa avol darachba loy, you don't need nigov, is when you were darach, but you weren't zafsa. The dafka zafsa avol darachba loisagi lo benigov is talking about where you were zafsa and you were darachba. If you were zafsa and not darachba, that's the halacha of the Mishnah. If you were darachba and not zafsa, that's Rava's first lishna. If you were zafsa and you were darachba, that's the second lishna. Again, what's the halacha? Zafsa v'lo darachba menag v'vitayr. You do nigov. You do a level 2. If you were darachba but not zafsa, that's Rava's first lishna. Then you do hadacha level 1. You don't even need to do nigov. And if you were zafsa and darachba, then that's Rava's second lishna. You need a level 3. You would have to actually do a kilof, says the Gemara. That as it relates to Rava's second lishna, and what was Rava's second lishna? That in the event that you were zafsa and you were darachba, you would have to do a kilof. This is supported with a maisa shahaya. That halacha, again, it's Rava's halacha. That halacha is supported with a maisa. Who does the comment to Rabbi? Somebody once came to Rabbi Amalei. So this person told Rabbi, Havli Gavra, can you please give me a younger man, like someone from your koilol, the dochili matzar toy, who's going to be able to kasher my wine press. Amalei the Rav. So Rabbi went to Rav, and he told him, Zilbahade, I want you to go with him, the chazi, and be careful. Do a good job. I don't want them to come yelling at me afterwards in Beis Medrash. Meaning, you're going to kasher it, make sure you do a good job. So Mara says, Rav went, also, he saw that this wine press that he was going to kasher, it was very, very smooth. It was very smooth. Omar, he said, Havadai beniguv sagile. He says, to me, it looks like all I got to do is a little bit of a niguv, and I think that's going to be enough to kasher. How did the cause of Asi? As Rav was leaving, Chaza, he saw pila mituse. He saw there were some cracks on the bottom of the wine press. V'chaza davimali chamra. And he saw that it was full of wine. Omar, he said, Haloi sagila beniguv ela bekilov. I see now that it's not enough to just go ahead and do a niguv with this, but for this already, it would require a kilov, meaning simply doing a niguv would not be enough, because I see there's cracks here, and there's wine in the cracks, so clearly I wasn't doing enough. And now I understand what Chavivi, my uncle, told me, right? Rab used to refer to Rabchi as Chavivi. Now what Chavivi meant when he said, Chazidolei mitzavch salai b'medrasha, he said, be careful and make sure that they're not going to yell at me in Beis Medrash. I realize now what he was worried about, meaning he thought that maybe I'd be confused a little bit and I would make a little bit of a mistake. So he was preempting me to tell me that I should make sure that I'm going to do the right thing. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from this story? That as long as it was smooth, Rav thought that to do a niga was going to be enough. And the reason he thought that to do a niga was going to be enough, because the smoothness sort of suggested that there was probably no darachba. That's what you're getting from the fact that it's smooth. And if there was no darachba, so then the halacha is all you have to do is a niguf. Really based on the halacha of the Mishnah. Kasha Levin. It was made of an Evan, I guess. And being that it was made of an Evan, a Kasha Levin, Shazov, Saivika, Chavim, and Agva. All you have to do is do a Niguf. But once he saw that there were already cracks, and he chapped that the cracks must have come from what? It must have come from the fact that they were Darachba. Oh, if they were Darachba, now already he felt you have to do a Klipo. So you see that if it's Darachba, after there was Zephes on it already, then you have to do the Klipo. If it was on Darachba, then a Niguf would have been enough. This supports Rava's halach. Rava said that, yeah, there's an idea of Gasha Levin Shazavsa Menagva, but once it's Darachba, then already the halach of Hagala requires a klipa. When it was smooth, Rav thought all you had to do was a nigov. As soon as he saw there were cracks, he chapped this was used already, so then already, oh, now it's a whole different deal. Now I have no choice. Now I have to do a klipa. So you see, clearly, whether it's Darachba or not Darachba makes all the difference. So as it relates to Raid, we're in the middle of discussing the halachos and controversies related to sherry cask whiskeys. So just to review the mitzias and what it is that we went through in the first year. So there are certain whiskeys, specifically scotches, that are aged and matured in casks that were previously used to age and mature wine. The assumption is that these casks have in them blios of wine. Being that the wine was not kosher, it's blios of stam yena. And there's makim then to be concerned that the scotch that's aging in it right now is going to obtain some of those blios, and as a result, there's going to be a little bit of stam yenam inside those scotches. And the question is, from a halacha perspective, are you now allowed to drink the scotch, or are you not allowed to drink the scotch? So we mentioned that if you ask the man on the street, what's the halacha regarding these sherry cask whiskeys? If he knows one thing about the sugya, he's going to tell you, I know that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva on the topic. He said it's mutter me'ikar adin, however bal nefesh yachmer. But we mentioned that it's a mistake. Number one, Rav Moshe didn't write one tshuva on the topic. Rav Moshe wrote three tshuvas on the topic. Number two, although Rav Moshe wrote tshuvos related to something that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but he actually never addressed this specific issue. What Rav Moshe was addressing was a different mitzias, which was there were scotch makers that were physically pouring a little bit of wine into the scotch, into the whiskey. It seems that it was done at a ratio of up to 2.5%, meaning at best, you would have about 40 times whiskey relative to the wine. And Rav Moshe was asked, are you allowed to drink this whiskey or you're not allowed to drink this whiskey? Now, the more general context was that Rav Pinchas Teitz, he's the shoyl in these tshuvas, the Gaivid of Elizabeth, the great Goyen, and one of the great rabbinic figures in post-war America, had come up with a patent he was able to finagle where the whiskey makers would be able to replace the wine with a kosher ingredient like this, this wouldn't be an issue. And he sends to Rav Moshe what he was able to do wife, and Rav Moshe says, Tavi Alecha Bracha, it's a beautiful thing, stating that even the whiskeys, the way they've been previously, with a little bit of wine and mixed inside of it, is really not the end of the world. And in short, we did the longer version in the first year, in short, what Rav Moshe said was that being that it's Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that Stam Yenam is bottled not b'shishim, but rather b'shisha, based on a Gemara that when we went through the first show we had not learned, but we've since learned it, a Gemara of Avodah that find Gimel Amud Beis, the way many of the Rishonim learned that Gemara. And although it's Machloikis Taz and Shach, whether the only time we say that Stam Yenam is bottled b'shisha is when it's Nisarav with Mayim, but maybe not if it's Nisarev with Shar Mashkim. And if that's the case, it'd be mokim to say that when it's Nisarev with Shar Mashkim, maybe Shisha is not enough, and it's Hadar Dino, you would actually need Shishim. But says Rav Moshe, the Taz Paskins, that Shisha is enough, even the Shar Mashkim, and the Magen Avram does, and the Prichadish does, and the Machzah Shekel does. And even though the Shach says not that way, but he has a whole Arichos to prove that the Shach himself would be Moedim when it comes to whiskey. The bottom line, says Rav Moshe, is that even though at first glance it sounds like you wouldn't want to touch this whiskey with a 10-foot pole, but really, la'achar o'iyun, it's often a halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Stam yenam is batal b'shisha, afilu b'shar mashkim, and if that's the case, being that you have 40 times of whiskey keneged the wine, which is a lot more than the 6, which is the magic number, which is what you would really need, it's for that reason this is going to be mutal l'dina. I, says Rav Moshe, maybe we should be concerned with ein mevatlin issa l'chatchila, which means not only is a yid not let it be mevatl issa l'chatchila, but someone's not let him do it on behalf of the yid either. But in this case, said Rav Moshe, it's pasha based on a gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, and the poskim veer, this won't be a problem, because whenever something's done on behalf of someone else, to the extent that it's being done on behalf of the world, so to speak, so we assume that it's being done based on whoever the majority of the world is. And being that the majority of the buyers of these whiskeys are not Jews, it's for that reason, there's no problem of Eim Evatlan Issel Chathchila either, and that's why Mi'ikra Din says, Rav Moshe, there's no question in the world this is something you'd be allowed to drink. Stating that, Rav Moshe says his immortal words, Baal Nefesh Yachmer. In the original tshuva, Rav Moshe gave 4 reasons why a bal nefesh should be machmer. In the follow-up tshuva, Rav Moshe adds a tam chamishi why a bal nefesh should be machmer. What were the 5 reasons? Number 1, Rav Moshe said a phenomenal chiddush. He said, that's pashit, that although you find that wine is batel b'shisha, but for sure, the wine is going to be nicker in the taruvos, meaning there's no one in the world that's going to tell you that if you dilute wine at a 6-to-1 ratio, you're no longer going to taste the wine. That's not true. You have to say that once there's 6 times of water klape the wine, the taste of wine that you taste is a kiyua ba'alma. It's an acid. It's not a real time, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. But Rav Moshe said, being that you can't deny the fact that the yayin is there, and not only is it there, it's probably mashpiach the taruvos. So could be, although as it relates to drinking the wine, as it relates to the tam of the wine, for that there's a svar of kiyu ba'alma. But as it relates to having hana from the wine, then already maybe the tam kiyua is going to be considered a tam, and it would create an iser hana. Says Rav Moshe, if tam kiyua is not a tam when it comes to achi, why should it be with regards to Hana? So for that, Rav Moshe says it's a Mishnah in Soif Tmura that all Yisuri Hana, even if you burn them, Afra Nasr, which is why Yisuri Hana, the Allah is Nikbarim, the Eino Nisrafim, because we don't want people to have Hana even from the Efer. So if the Efer of Yisuri Hana is a problem, then it goes without saying, says Rav Moshe, I think that the Tam Kiyua would also be a problem. And being that we're dealing with Stam Yenam, and Stam Yenam we know is not only Aser B'Shtiyah, it's in the first Mishnah in Avodah Zarah of those 3 Mishnahs on Chavtas on the base. It's also Aser B'Hana. No, and even though we know Lididan, Hayoin, this manenu, what's a machlokes mechaber Ramo, whether we still treat Stam Yenam with the Chaim of Yisrael based on Taisan of the Zoran and Zayin and Beis, with the Rivan and the Rashbam both brought Peshem Rashi, who found in the Chuvasag Oinim, that being that the pagans today don't do the flick of the wrist anymore. So it's for that reason you could be Mako, but the Shach and the Taz both said that the only time was Samuel Chandra Rosman Malkam Hefsit. So on some level, we do treat Yayin as being Yisuriana. If it's Yisuriana, maybe you have to reckon with the Tam Kiyu Klap of the Yisuriana, maybe that would be a reason not to drink it. Now says Ramosha, it's Pashit, this is not Lahal. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to drink it when it's batel b'shisha. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to drink it, he's telling you you could drink it and have hana, because bechlal shtiyah is hana. So obviously this is not a real problem, but there's zikr svara to say that it should be an issue. And he makes a tali of machlekeses between the Rishonim and the Sugis of Tam Keker, which is way, way, way beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But either way, that's the first reason Rav Moshe gives, that maybe the Baal Nefesh should be Mach. The second reason Rav Moshe says is, because even though it's true, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Stam Yenim is Batal B'Shisha, but really it's B'Machlekes Shnuya. It's telling the big Machlekes Rishonim how to learn the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah, Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis. And even though the Mechaber Paskins Mefurish this Halacha, but really the Ramah, if you remember, brought 2 days. And even though the Shach said that the Iker Deya of the Ramah is to be Mekel, but the Ramah did bring another day, and it's rooted in Shitas HaRishonim. We mentioned the Marthe, but the bottom line is there is an opinion in the world that holds that Stam Yenim is only Batal B'Shishim, so a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Again, it's not the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, but the Baal Nefesh should be Frumer than the Shulchan Aruch, and he should say that, you know what, maybe this is going to be an issue. The third reason that Rav Moshe gave was because we're dealing here not with Stam Yenim being mixed with water, but rather Stam Yenim being mixed with whiskey. And as we mentioned, it's really Machlokes Taz and Shach, whether or not, even if you hold, which is the halacha, that Stam Yenim is Batal B'Shisha, is that going to be true even for Shar Mashkim or not? The Taz says Mefurish, yeah. And as we mentioned, the Mogad Avram, the Pichadish, and the Machzal Shekel also says, yeah. But the Shach says not. And even though says Rav Moshe, I hold that for sure the halacha is like the Taz, and even the Shach, I don't think was Chayuk over here, but Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. It's the Stimus Loshen HaShach, and if you remember, he was coming from a Stimus Loshen HaRamah. So the bottom line is, says Rav Moshe, this is another good reason for a Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. Additionally, Rav Moshe says, there's a Mati Yonason, there's a Chiddush from Yonason Abishitz that the Poiskim don't necessarily bring, but there is a Chiddush from Rabbi Yonason Abishitz who said that whenever the Yayin was put in to be Mashpiach, so it could be over there, it's going to be different. Then you need Shishim, a fourth reason for the Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. And then finally, the fifth reason the Rav Moshe mentioned in the second tshuva was the Rashba. Which Rashba? The Rashba in Chelek Gimel in the tshuvas that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Yud Gimel, and that is Kol Hamashkim Shol Goyim Shedarkom La'ariv Behem Yayin Oichemetz Asurim. Meaning, to the extent that there's Yayin inside the taruvas, but it's not punked there. The derech of the Goyim is to put it there. It's one of the ingredients. So then we don't say bitter. This is based on the Raivin and the Sugya of Gvina Sakam, Yehuda V'Oid L'Kra, two reasons. But the bottom line is, this is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So says Rav Moshe, at first glance, this case is mamish that, where the derech is to be ma'arev yayin. And over there, to the extent that we don't say bittel, afilu be'elef, well, that would be a good reason to be machmer. Now, you're going to tell me, this is not just a good reason for a Baal Nefesh to be machmer. This is a reason for it to be unequivocally aser. It's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says Rav Moshe, although at first glance it would seem that way, but there's a tshuva meforsemes from the Neid Yehuda, where the Neid Yehuda in Yerideya, Tinyana Simin Nun Vav, said that as much as it's mefurish that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Tshuvas HaRashba in Hilchas Yai Nesech, but in Hilchas Macholei Akum, in Simen Kuf Tes Vav Sif Gimel, with regards to the halachas of Chemas Akum, over there it's mefurish that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, not like the Rashba. If that's the case, isn't there a stira? So the Neid Yehuda wasn't really machrir the stira, but the Neid Yehuda did say that, being that this Rashba is a very controversial Rashba, because many Rishonim hold not that way, and the Shulchan Aruch himself was mekel in Hilchas Macholei Akum, so it's for that reason, says the Neid Yehuda, in his halacha, he was dealing where there was a little bit of nevela in a taru voice, and he went lechatchila and paskin deloika Rashba, even though the derech was for the chevra to put this nevela inside that mashka, and the reason is because as much as the Rashba said what he said, and the Shulchan Aruch seemingly paskin like the Rashba, but b'makam achari paskin not like the Rashba, and we're going to go like that makam achar. Said Rav Moshe that although over here it would seem much more difficult to go to Lake HaRashba, the reason is because the Rashba said it by Yayin, and we're handling Yayin, right? The Neid Yehuda was being makel by Nevela, but over here we're handling Yayin, and the Rashba said it by Yayin. But this is where Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said that it's true that you see the Shulchan Aruch was machmer when it comes to Yayin, but you have to say that the reason the Shulchan Aruch was machmer by Yayin is because Yayin is mochamer, mishum chumer d'avodah zarah, we know it's aser b'hana, but that's all the mechaber l'shitasai. But the Ramah who holds that bizman hazeh, stam yenam is more kuludig, you don't have the chumra of avodah zarah anymore, like we mentioned a minute ago. It's not aser b'hanah. So hadar dina, there's no way in the world that it could be more chamad than nevela. And if the Nedib Yehuda was matta by nevela and said you don't have to be chayish for the rajba, then hu adin lididan, when it comes to stam yenam, you won't have to be worried about the rajba. Says Ramosha, stating that it is halach and shulchan aruch that would seem to say that this shaila that I'm being asked right now is aser. If you know the rest of the story, you know it's not. In fact, his lashon is so sharp. He says, "Ein lachish lozeh klal," but it's a tam chamish. He says, "Rav Moshe, for the baal nefesh to be machmir." Either way, this is a 12-minute sikkum of really the first rate bite, which is the foundation. It's the building block of this entire topic. But as mentioned, this tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote was not about sherry cask whiskeys. It was about whiskey where there's a little bit of wine that was mixed into it. Rav Moshe said, it's mutter mi'ikra adin, five reasons why a bal nefesh should be machmir. But cherry cask, we said, is different. So first things first, why? Why is it different? Sounds very, very similar. You have whiskey, scotch, there's wine that's being nisarev into the whiskey, albeit through the belios in the defanos of the casks, but at the end of the day, the shaila is the same shaila, and you would think that, you know, it should play itself out in a very similar way. The reason is very obvious. It's because the ratios and the proportions and the numbers of the taruvos are very, very different, right? The nuances in the numbers. Rav Moshe's case was where there was a little bit of stam yenam that was being mixed into whiskey. The ratio was 40-1 whiskey klapi stam yenam. Said Rav Moshe, 40-1 is more than 6-1. Afilu b'shar mashkim, there's no imavat l'nisa l'chatchila, it's mutter mi'ikra adin. Stating that, five reasons why the bal nefesh should be machmir. When it comes to the sherry casks, there the numbers are very, very different. And just to demonstrate, there's a klal in the world of taruvos that we assume that the contents of a kedera, the contents of a cask, of a chavis, whatever it might be, usually does not have 60 times keneged whatever's balua inside the tfanos of that kedera, inside the tfanos of that chavis, inside the tfanos of the cask. So to assume that there's going to be 60, that there's going to be shishim of your single malt scotch relative to the blios of yayin that are inside the cask, that's dead on arrival. That's for sure not going to work. But we already have a lot of information. We know you don't need 60. Rav Moshe already wrote a tshuva, and Rav Moshe said that 6 is enough, and it's going to be true even for Shaar Mashkin. But it's still going to be a problem. And the reason it's still going to be a problem is because if you do the math, and you try to cheshbon how much whiskey there is inside these sherry casks relative to the amount of blias that there are inside the casks, you're not even going to get 6-1. And the reason is because these casks are very, very thick. And because they're so thick, they're saturated with wine, much more than you would expect. So you're not even going to get 6-1. So if you're not going to get 6-1, so at first glance, you're going to have a problem. Rav Moshe sat down, he wrote a tshuva, he had 40-1. So as long as Rav Moshe was able to demonstrate very, very simply that all you need is 6, right? The kishrin in Rav Moshe's tshuva was on the bal nefesh yachmir side. The first part of the tshuva was very straightforward. All you need is 6, and you have your 6. That was very easy. The problem with the sherry casks is when you sit down and you start running the numbers, you don't even have 6. And because you don't really have 6, it almost feels like it should be dead on arrival. Stating that, there's an afan halach in Shulchan Aruch. And this halach is in Yerideya Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, it's in Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu b'machnisoy l'kiyum. If somebody puts wine inside a cask, even if he wants it to be there for a long time, he's machnisoy l'kiyum, enoy boileya, yoyser mikadei klipa. The chavis that you're putting the wine into does not have the ability to be boileya more than a kadei klipa. So what's a kadei klipa? This is Yerideya Terminology 101. A kadei klipa is like that first initial layer that's making direct contact to whatever it is inside of it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Mefurish, that if somebody puts wine inside a chavis, we don't say that the entire chavis is now going to have blias of wine in it, but all that's going to have blias is going to be the kdei klipa. But yoyse midei klipa is not going to be an issue. If that's the case, at first glance, when we assess the numbers of the sherry casks, l'chayra, all your cheshbening is the kdei klipa. If all your cheshbening is the kdei klipa, it's pasha you're going to have shisha. Not only is it pasha you're going to have shisha, it's very possible you're even going to have shishim. But shisha without a question you're going to have. And if that's the case, l'chayra, hadar dina, Rav Moshe's tshuva. Ah, so Rav Moshe already wrote a tshuva. Far Zaken. We know exactly what the case is. It's Mamish Ramosh's Shuvah. Now, Ramosh was talking about blended Yayin Saraf. We're talking about sherry casks. If you know, you know that it's not mamish the same thing. The man on the street has a little bit of a mistake. He thought Ramosha wrote a tshuva about it. He really didn't. Good, but the tshuva is 100% applicable. Because at the end of the day, you end up with a very similar equation. The numbers are a little different, but the equation is the same. And if that's the case, l'chaira, you should be able to apply Ramosha's tshuva. But this doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because it's a shach. The shach says, and the shach is Sivkot and Lamed Gimel right here, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, it's literally on this halacha. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu b'machnisay l'kiyum enu b'yleya yoyse mikdei klipa." Zok the Shach Nira. Da'hainu mistama amrinan hachi. This is the way it is. Mistama. Mishum she'enu yodua she'nichpash hayayin b'toich hayayim shalom. When we don't know for sure that the wine has been sitting inside these casks for a full day. Avlam hoya yodua she'hayayin nesach b'toich hayayim shalom. But if you would know for a fact that the wine was inside of it for a full day, then the halacha is Havalei Kavosh. Then already it's going to be Kavosh. Ukfisha Oyser Kol Akli. And Kfisha has the ability to answer the entire Keli. Ukmoish Hakosafti Lekamon Simin Kuflam Edzayin Siv Cotton Test. So says the Shach in his not such fine print, right on the side of this halacha, that although the Shulchan Aruch says that if you store wine inside a chavis, it's only going to take out the k'tei klipa, that's true if you don't know for sure that it was their me'es leis. But if you know for sure that it was their me'es leis, it's what's known as kavish, kavish, harev, kamavushal, that already starts making blias and platas flying all over the place, and the blias and platas that are going to come out of the kvisha is going to be enough to be b'leia inside the entire keli, and if it's inside the entire keli, now k'tei klipa is not going to be enough. Now, the truth is, if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, right here on the page, the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda. And this is in Yeridea Tinyana, Simenun Ches, the original Tshuva's Neid of Yehuda that we've been talking about as it relates to the Rajba Simenun Vav. This one is Simenun Ches. The Neid of Yehuda asks Akasha that L'chaira, he thinks, is a Stiris Hashach. And the reason is, because one of the Nafkeminas, L'halacha, with regards to whether or not a Keli is Bailea K'dei Klipa, or it's Bailea L'gamri, is how you would go and Kasha this Keli. To the extent it's only Bailea K'dei Klipa, so then it's much easier to do a Hagala. Once it's Bailea Legamri, the halach is you have to do Milui Ve'iri, which is today's daf, it's tomorrow's daf, and it's going to be the last daf here in the Masechta. But then already you would have to do much more of a Hagala. You would have to do a Milui Ve'iri. It says the Neid Behuda that the Shach himself here in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Sifkot and Yud Gimel, Paskins, that in the event that the Blias were inside, Me'es Le'es, you wouldn't have to do the fancy Hagala. And a more nominal Hagala, that in and of itself would be okay. If that's the case, says the Neid Behuda, is really contradicting what he's writing over here. Because in Sifkot and Lamed Gimel, what did the Shach say? That if it's Dir Me'es Le'es, then it's Yosem Mikdei Klipa. But in Sifkot and Yud Gimel, the Shach said that if it's Dir Me'es Le'es, you don't need the sheer Hagala that you would need when it's by Le'el Gamri, but you can get away with the lesser Hagala. L'charitz Astira, says the Neid Behuda, it is. And I believe that the Iker is like the first Shach, meaning the Iker is that even if it's Dir Me'es Le'es 100%, still you would need only K'dei Klipa, and that's why the Shach said the minimal Hagala would be enough. I hear he said not, though he says the Neid Behuda Chveisnish. But the bottom line is the Iker is like the other Shach. So, although it's true that you have the Shisha K'neged the K'dei Klipa, the problem is you have a Shach that the Shach says when it's Dir Me'es Le'es, K'dei Klipa is not going to be enough. But the Neid Behuda again comes to the rescue. And the Neid Behuda says there's an Eitzah because there's another Shach, and the Iker is like the other Shach. And if that's the case, really based on this Neid Behuda, you'd be able to walk away and be Mekel. So really, if you're willing to take on the Neid Behuda's Chiddush and the Shach, then sherry cask whiskey is Mamish Ramosha. And if it's Mamish Ramosha, then you're going to end up, literally, where Ramosha ended up. Mi'ikra Adin, it's Mutter. Why Mi'ikra Adin is it Mutter? Because Mi'ikra Adin, all you need is Shisha to be Mevatel, Stam Yenam. And over here you have Shisha. Aye, there's no way in the world you're going to have Shisha because the casks are so thick. Yeah, but it's just a K'dei Klipa. So you're going to have Shisha K'neged the K'dei Klipa. You're going to have Shisha K'neged the K'dei Klipa. So that in and of itself is going to be enough. Aye, Char Mashkim. Ramosha already paskin that Fishar Mashkim is fine. I aim a vat lissel chatchilo. Ramosha already said that's not either an issue. Now, Ramosha said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. He gave five reasons why a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. And Luchayra, Ramosha's Bal Nefesh Yachmer would apply here as well. Meaning, let's go through them. Isser Hana, yeah, maybe you should have to cheshbon the Isser Hana based on the Isseri Hana Shabai. Maybe based on that, meaning the Bittel B'Shisha makes a Tam Kiyua. But if Afron Asser, when it comes to Isseri Hana, the Tam Kiyua of Isser Hana should be Asser as well. And Chanami, that's the first reason the Baal Nefesh be Machmer. The second reason why Moshe said the Baal Nefesh be Machmer is because maybe you need Shisha, maybe not Shishim. Now, it's not clear that would be a problem by Shari Kask, because once you work with Kedei Klipa, it could be you would actually have Shishim. And if you would have Shishim, that wouldn't be a problem. But could be you wouldn't, but regardless, if you wouldn't, then you would have that Baal Nefesh Yachmer. The third reason why Moshe said Baal Nefesh Yachmer is maybe you don't have Shisha when it's Shar Mashkim. Again, if you're working with Shisha, you would have that reason for Baal Nefesh Yachmer. If you have Shishim, that's a moot point. The Mati Yonison said that when it's Mashbiach, you need Shishim. Again, if you don't have Shishim, that's going to be a reason for Baal Nefesh Yachmer. But again, from what I read, it sounds like you're actually going to have Shishim. So it could be that's not going to be an issue. And then finally, the Rashba is the Rashba. The Baal Nefesh Yachmer of the Rashba, the Tam Chamichi, that's something that's going to be in effect as well. So the bottom line is, really, once you take on this Noida B'Yehuda, so you end up with a shear of Kedei Klipa, you have for sure Shisha Kenegedei Klipa, Titochen, you have Shishim as well. What you would have is Ramosha's Tshuva, where it's going to be Mutta Ledina without a question in the world. Again, based on the Psak of Hagoyin Agoda Ramosha Feinstein, in terms of Baal Nefesh Yachmer, could be you'll have all five reasons. It's Mestabi, you'll only have two of the five reasons, which would make it even more cooler. But there's one problem with all this. The problem is that inasmuch as the Noida B'Yehuda said that Hagam the Shach said that when the Yayin was inside for sure for Yoytzim Yeis La'Eis, that the halach is Kedei Klipa is not enough. But the halach is not really like that Shach, because the Shach himself was Soyster himself, and we paskin like the other Shach. But a lot of poskim don't agree with this Noida B'Yehuda. The Chachmas Adam, who's the Chai Adam, who's one of the Marad Shmaitzes, when it comes to Yerideya, he says he could be Soymach on this. I mean, he can go not like the Mefurish Shach here in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, but Makim Tzorich Gadol. But otherwise, the Shach said, Rochel Bitcha Akhtana, it can't be more Mefurish that in the event it's Yodua, Shahoya Yayin Nesach Besoycha Yoim Sholem Havale Kavush Ukfisha Oyser Kol Hakli. And if these are the words of the Shach, unless there's a Hefsid Godel, you have a real reason to go not like the Shach, I don't see how you can go not like the Shach. And there's other poiskim that felt very strongly this way as well. And if that's the case, really, to make this hanocha lichatchila mamish and say, go enjoy your 18-year-old McAllen, based on the fact that the numbers work out, and it's Ramosha's tshuva, being that you're completely disregarding an afen ashach here in Shulchan Aruch, it's hard for any poysik to tell you that it's okay. Hagam is a Noida B'Yehuda, a befart. And Ramosha's tshuva is not going to help you for this prat. Because remember, Ramosha wrote his tshuva about Bittel B'Shisha, Afil B'Shar Mashkin. Ramosha addressed the fact that there's no problem with Emevit Latlin Islad Chatchila. Ramosha neutralized the Rajba. Ramosha answered member of Taita's other kasha about Ovid Lataima, Tavlin. Ramosha did a lot of the work for us, but Ramosha never gave us a psak as it relates to this. We don't have such a psak from Agoyin Agoda, Ramosha Feinstein Shlita. How do you deal with this Shach? And as a result, for us to go ahead now and to say that we're going to Nemon the Noida B'Yehuda, even though it's reasonable. It's reasonable. What, you can be moicha on someone who's going like the Noida B'Yehuda? Way above my pay grade. But at the same time, it is an afen ashach, and it's clear from the poiskim that the poiskim nemon the shach. And as a result, although at first glance, the sherry cask shiloh would seem to be mamish ramosh tshuva, but really, after further review, it is a little bit more complicated, because you're willing to overlook a shach. And again, you have the places of the Noida B'Yehuda, the greater places, both literally and figuratively, of the Noida B'Yehuda to rely on. But at the same time, who's going to go and be Machriya Bain G'dayli G'dayli Apoiskim? We don't have a tshuva from Negris Moshe. And as a result, it makes Sherry Cask actually a little bit trickier. Stating that, everything that we just spoke out right now is just a sniff in the Shiloh. It's just a sniff. This was the appetizer. This was the furspeis. And really, 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 the sugi of sherry cask is somewhere else. It's not here. If somebody sits down and learns the sherry cask sugi, and this is where he focuses, on kuf lamed hey yud gimel, you're saying good, but you should be saying a lot better. Because this is really not where the sugi is. So where is the sugi? The sugi is in a different halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerideya, it's in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, it's in Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. Kelim ma'asurim machmas yayin shel goyim. Kelim that are aser, because of yayin shel goyim, meaning goyim stored wine for 100 years inside of it. And right now, these kelim are aser, because they have blius of yayin. Mutter litein l'soichon, you're allowed to put inside. You ready? Bein mayim, water. Bein sheikhar, beer. Bein shar mashkim, or any other mashkim. It's mutter l'chadchilu to do it, and you can drink from it, you can have anah from it, you can do whatever you want from it. It's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. If there are kelim that are aser machmas yayin shel goyim, it's mutter l'chadchilu to go ahead and put any mashkim that you want. Now, yayin is aser. That's the previous halacha, and that's what many of the halachas that are going on here in Hilchas Yayin Nesach are talking about. But when it comes to mayim, sheikhar, or shar mashkim, there the halacha is, there's no problem whatsoever. It's going to be mutal l'chadchil. Now, what's the background to this halacha? So we're going to go down memory lane a little bit. The makar that there's an issue with kelim that was used to store stam yena, that should now be a problem for a yid to put his wine inside of it, is a mishnah. It's the mishnah. It's the first of the three mishnayas in the second parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah that talks about dvar mishalev de kecham. The mishnah says like this: Elu dvar mishalev de kechavim asurin, vi isurin iser hana. And one of the things that's mentioned in the list is noidos ha'ovdei kechavim v'kankaneim. The noidos, these were the leather flasks that the ovdei kechavim used to use to store wine. Kankaneim, those were the earthenware jugs that they used to store their wine. So the halacha is, if you have the goydos, such noidos or kankaneim, the yayin shel Yisrael kanus behen, then the halacha is, a yid would not allow to put his own wine inside, and if he put his own wine inside, asurim, his wine would be asur, the asurim isra'ano would also be asur'ano. Then the Gemara says that it's really machlekes whether it's asur'ano or not. But the bottom line is, noidos ha'ov de kechavim ve kankaneim, the yayin shel Yisrael kanus behen, asurim, the iser hana, the halach is they're going to be aser. And the reason is because we assume that the wine is going to be beleya from the noides and the kankaneim of the ovdei kechavim that previously had stored wine. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Lamid gimel lamid beis in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Ibo iluhu, mao litin l'teichai sheikhar. What about beer? Could you put beer in the noides for kankaneim shel ovdei kechavim or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda Asri. Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda both said it's aser. For Rav Ashari, Rav said it's mutter. Ravina, the Gemara says, Sharle, the Rav Chia Breid, Rav Yisrael Mirma Beis Shechro. Ravina allowed Rav Chia Breid, Rav Yitzchok to put beer. And he went and he put wine. And even though you would have thought that maybe Ravina would have said moving forward, you know, don't put beer, because I'm afraid if you're going to put beer, you may end up putting wine as well. He wasn't worried about it. Amar, he said, Akroi Ba'almahu. The old thing was an Akroi Ba'almahu. The Gemara says, Mefurish, that Rava and Ravina were both matter to put beer in noidos and kankaneim shel ovdei kechavim that previously had wine inside of it. Now the Gemara says beer. What about other mashkim? So Tosfos says dibra maschul shor lemirmi beishichra oimeri. The reset. The huad in mayim the chol shar mashkin levad meyayin. Any mashke, any beverage in the world, with the exception of wine, you're allowed to put inside the noidos for kankaneim, and it's going to be mutter lechatchila. This Gemara with this oimeri, this one line Tosfos, is the makar to this halach in Shulchan Aruch. Kela ma'asura machmas yayin shel goyim mutter litein lesoicham bein mayim. Now, why is it that it's mutter? I mean, at first glance, it sounds a little bit like a chiddush, right? Why is it that it's mutter? You're not allowed to put wine, but when it comes to any other beverage, then already it's going to be mutter. What's the reason? So if you look in the Noisa Kalim, and it's all coming from the Rishonim and the Sugyan of Igdazar, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, there's two reasons that emerge. The Shach in Sivkot and Tezvav says, mutter litein, mepnei shemevatlin tam hayayin. The reason is because we assume that the Tamayayin is going to be bottled. The Taz quotes the Tor, who says a different reason. It's not because the Tamayayin is bottled into the mashkim that's inside the noides v'kankineim. But rather, the reason is kivan shehayayin poiganoisam. It's because even though the Tam is there, but the Tam is noisen tam lufgam. It says the Taz, v'avag avte b'shar duchti kaimelon. Noisen tam lufgam osa l'chadchila. Even though ordinarily the halacha is that noisen tam lufgam is osa l'chadchila. Shani hocha de nivla b'tsoine. Over here, being that the bli is happening b'tsoine, right, there's no heat over here, it's tzoinen, it's cold, and as a result, here it's going to be more kuladig, and over here you could be matel lechatchila, where it's nice and tam lefgam. In other words, the shach says that the reason is because it's going to be bottled. The Taz quoting the Tur says that it's because it's nice and tam lefgam. If you look at the shach, two sivkotans later, so the first shach we read was sivkotan tezvot. This one is sivkotan yudzayin. I'm picking up in middle. Says the shach, quote, v'im noimer dat tam ukumay shakas of hator. If you're going to tell me that the reason this is mutter is for the reason that the Tur gave, mishum shayayim poiganoisam, v'chein kas of harosh. And the Rosh said the same thing. Hatam diyayin hanifla l'toicha pogumu meikar. V'ev shashagam rashmi sviru leikein. It could be this where Rashi holds as well. Ukidamashman bidivri abach, and it's mashman from the bach shezeh hatam ikir, says the shach. That this is the real reason. That the real reason it's mutter is not even so much that the wine is bottle, but that it's nois and tam lefgam. But the bottom line is, you go through the nois of kelim over here, off and on, nothing fancy. We're not varfi mar mekoyim. So if you look at the shach and the taz, it's clear there's two reasons why this halach is true. Either it's because of the fact that we assume that whatever is inside is mevatel v'tam ayayin, or it's because it's nois and tam lefgam. The shach gives the former reason, the taz gives the latter reason, but the shach himself seems to quote the Bach and even suggest that the tam ikar really is, pun, is because of the fact that it's nois and tam lefgam, and being that it's nois and tam lefgam, and it's going to be mutl l'chatchil. But here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, it's halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. Kelim ha'asurim machmas yayin shel goyim. Mutter litein l'soicham bein mayin, bein shechar, bein shar mashke. And so the tam zayin, because we assume that it's mevatel tamayayin. Should the tam be because it's nois and tam lefgam? Doesn't matter. It's a often a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Kelim ha'asurim machmas yayin shel goyim mutter litein l'soichem bein mayim bein shecha bein shar mashkim. The makar is a gemar v'yidazar taf lamed gimel amed beis. With what Tosfos speaks out in Dibra Maschul Shar Lamir Mibay Shechra, and if that's the case, it would seem like Chazal Beruach Kacham knew that one day there was going to be a big matomos. Could you drink the McAllens or not? And they gave it to you literally. They gave it to you in a, I was going to say on a silver platter. They gave it to you in a shot glass. They gave it to you. They said it's mutter mamish. It's mutter lechatchila. There's no question in the world. And by the way, it's Yodu and the Olam HaYeshiva that Agoyin HaPoisek Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita is a very big makel when it comes to sherry cask whiskey, and his cool is based on the fact that it's a often a halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins its mutter. I don't know what the whole tumul is about. It's often a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Kela masur machmas yayin, sherry casks, mutter litein l'soichem bein mayim bein sheichem bein shar mashkim. In shar mashkim is included whiskey, and if that's the case, l'chayra, what exactly is the tumul? You don't have to get involved bittles, and you have to get involved in the klippas, and we don't even need Ramosha's tshuva. Wow. It's seemingly a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. Mi ikar adin, this is something that should be mutter. Stating that, shtei tshuvas bedavar. And both of which are addressed by Rav Shlomo Miller. But just to speak out the sugya a little bit. The first is that there are a lot of poiskim that feel that it's very hard to say that this halach in Shulchan Aruch of kelim masurim machmas yayin shel goyim mutter litein l'soichem bein mayim bein shechar is applicable to the sherry cask whiskey controversy. And the reason is because what's underpinning this halacha? Either we say that the tam yayin is bottle, or the tam yayin is not bottle, but it's nois and tam lefka. The reality of the situation is that the scotch makers that store their scotches in sherry casks, they flaunt it. They spend a tremendous amount of money to cultivate these casks, to be able to age them and mature them in them. You're going to tell me that they believe that the tam yayin is bottled, that it's not there? Or better, that it's nois and tam lefgam? They're plastering literally on their expensive bottle of whiskey that you should know that there's an ingredient in it that makes this taste disgusting? That's poigim? Of course not. So you speak to these chever, they're going to tell you, what do you mean? This is sophisticated, ben benoishal sophisticated. This is the most intricate taste you'll ever have in your life, but it's l'shvach, it's not l'fkam. So it's true that Shulchan Aruch said, kelim asurim machmas yayin shel goyim mutter litein l'toichem bein mayim bein sheichem bein shar mashkim. The tam is, again, these are all puns, by the way. Every time we say the word tam, you could say pun intended. But zubos a taimo, mipnei mevatlin tam ayayin, or because it's nice in town of gum. And nobody's going to tell you that the wine that's inside these expensive whiskeys are bottle, and no one's going to tell you that they're nice in town of gum. So I'm telling you, Rabbi Shlomo Miller's teretz to this kashes, and I've seen it in print many times, and I spoke to one of his greatest talmidim. His teretz to this kashes is, so what do you want? You want to tell me the Gemara got it wrong? Like, what are you trying to say? Chazal gave us an unequivocal psak. Chazal said that it's mutter. Chazal said that the tam ayayin is bottle. Chazal said that it's nois and tam of gam. Oh, but the big knacker at Glen Morangi tain is not that way. I hear. So what do you want to do? So the Re got it wrong. The Mechaber didn't know. The Ramot Machtatois. Ravina Rava was a big mumchen wine, but not like the Glamorangi Shisa, right? Says that what you're supposed to say, right? That Rava, sorry, right? We pass like Rava when it comes to wine, I think. But the point, we once said that, Rapapa by beer, Rava by wine. But is that, that's the takeaway? So it was, what do you want? Chazal said it's mutter. Chazal didn't give such a carve-out. Chazal said it's nois and tam lefgam, and they said it's nois and tam lefshvach. So Rav Shlomo Miller says like this. It's printed in his tshuvas. He says, l'chol kushya yesh teretz. We don't mekoy salach and shulchan aruch because we have a kasha. You have a kasha. Oh, but l'chol kushya yesh teretz. Right? Any kasha you're going to ask on this is going to be a teretz. And then Rav Shlomo Miller suggests a few terutzim which are very novel and creative. Actually make a lot of sense. One thing that Rav Shlomo Miller says is that it could be that the tam l'shvach that you have from the sherry wine that's inside your scotch is actually not so much that you're tasting the wine, but it's that you're smelling the wine. And the truth is, when they advertise these casks, what they tell you is that it's going to enhance the aroma, it's also going to enhance the palate. It's going to enhance both. But he said it's very yitochen that where it's being mashbiach, and the reason they're so proud of it is because the scotch is going to smell better. Now, you're going to say that, what do you mean? I taste it. So the Rav Shlomo Miller says that it's yodua that the chush hareach is mashpia on tam as well. In fact, people that don't have chush hareach, right, this was a big deal after COVID, that people that can't smell, they can't enjoy their food as much. So the reality is that when you smell food, it actually enhances the palate, enhances the taste. So it could be, says Rav Shlomo Miller, and that could be, it has to be, that be'etzim, the tam of the yayin inside the scotch is lefgam. It's the reyach of the yayin that's l'shvach. Now, as it relates to halacha, reycha we know la milse. So you could smell if an ayin bismargin. That in and of itself is not going to be a problem. They're advertising it l'shvach because it is being mashpiach. But the shvach is not in the tam, it's in the reyach. I mean that it's in the reyach. Reycha la milse, it's for that reason not going to be a problem. He says, am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't care. He says, you want a teretz? It's a suggestion. The ik is not this. You're going to sit and you're going to tell me, but the Glenfiddich guy said not the way. Whatever, it's fine. This is, we're not living and dying on this far. But the bottom line is that this is a reasonable approach to maybe go about it. They said something else, which it seems that others have said as well. And that is that when we say that the sherry cask enhances, it's mashpiach the whiskey, does that mean that the wine is going from the cask into the scotch and making the scotch better? As if to say, what we want is we want a little bit of wine inside the scotch. And you know, we figured out a way to do it. What we're doing is we're going to use casks that had previously been used to store wine. As a result, there's blias of yayin. So what it was by lay, it's going to be maflid. I like this, you're going to have wine. So Shlomo Miller said, if that's really what you're trying to accomplish, this is a chelam amaisa. What you should have done, I'm a chelam, I could say that. This is a chelam amaisa. What you should have done was, you should have taken a little bit of wine and you should have poured it into the whiskey. Why do you do that? That was Ramesh's tshuva, right? So that's what you should be doing. So he says, it's clear that's not what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is the scotch makers want to age their scotch in these very, very sophisticated casks. And they're putting a lot of different thymian inside this cask to give it that intricate sophistication. One of the things they're putting in is wine. But here's the point. The wine is not being mashpiach the sheikha. What it's doing is it's being mashpiach the cask. And then the cask is going in and that's being mashpiach the whiskey. So klapi, the wine that's going directly into the whiskey, that nemonim divrei chazal. Kelim asurim achmas yayin shal goyim mutalitim l'soicham bein mayim bein sheikham bein shar mashkim. That in and of itself is not going to be a problem. Stating that, stating that the reason that it's l'shvach and the reason they're spending all this money is not because they're fadimian. No, they got it right. But the way it's working is that the wine is being mashpiach, the cask, and then the cask is being mashpiach, the whiskey. But being that it's not the wine directly into the whiskey, so could be that would be an etzah, and as a result, that's not going to be a problem at all. By the way, that also triggers the sugya of zev zegoyrim, which is a whole nother subcategory to this discussion that we're not going to get into right now. But the bottom line is, said Reb Shlomo Miller, at the end of the day, it's an often halach in Shulchan Aruch. Kelim asura machmas yayin shel goyim, muta litein l'soichan bein mayim bein sheichan bein shar mashkim. This is really where the sherry cask sugya is at. It's Adam of Furisha, halach in Shulchan Aruch, and it's for that reason Reb Shlomo Miller and all his truvas paskins that it's mutal lechatchila. You're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to drink it. It's based on this halacha. Aye, the metzias is made not that way. L'chol kushya yesh teretz. But at the end of the day, the halacha doesn't budge because we have a kasha, and as a result, the halacha will be the way it's mentioned right here. Now, Reb Shlomo Miller in his tshuva, he adds to this that there's another few sniff in Lahakel that it's kedai to be mitzdarf. I'm going to mention three. One, Reb Shlomo Miller says, is at the end of the day, it's gans yotachin that you have a sheer bittel anyways. Because again, this was the whole first part of it. We said the sugya is really in Kuf Lamed Zayin Dalet. The sugya is not in Kuf Lamed Hei Yud Gimel. But you do have Kuf Lamed Hei Yud Gimel, meaning you have Ramosh tshuva. At the end of the day, it's Yutachin that being that the wine is bottle b'shisha, afilo b'shar mashkin, like Ramosh Feinstein Paskin, and even though you're not going to have shisha, kineged all the wine that's inside the cask, but kineged the k'dei klipa you will. And even though the shach said you can't be soymich on k'dei klipa, where it's the yoysim eisleis, but the noyde b'yehuda already said, and even the chayodam already said that b'makam tzorich, it could be soymich not that way. So we see already some wiggle room here. So he says, as a sniff lahakel, it's Yutachin, this is something you can be soymich on. Another sniff lahakel, the Reb Shlomo Miller mentions in his tshuvas, is also based on a metzias, and that is that it seems that after the whiskeys are stored in these casks, before they bottle them, they pour a lot of water inside of it. And being that they pour a lot of water inside, they do it just to make it a little less alcoholic, but they pour a lot of water inside of it. And being that they do that, the water that's being poured inside of it is being moistened now to the kamos of the whiskey. And now already for sure there's going to be a shear where you'll be able to mevatel. Even though if you don't want to be soymuchank, they klipa, etc. But with that water, for sure it's going to be okay. Now, if you're holding in the lumdus a little bit of taruvis, you're going to say, one second. Once the wine was maflit into the whiskey, so didn't the whiskey itself become also based on the aloch of Chanan, right? Who's Chanan? Chaticha Nasa Nevela. So based on the halacha of Chaticha Nasa Nevela, maybe that should be a problem. So there, Shlomo Miller says, based on the truth in the Gris Moshe, that when you're dealing with a taruvis of lach balach by an Issa Rabbanon, you don't say Chanan. There's makom lahakel, not stam makom lahakel, starker makom lahakel when it comes to this. And as a result, the water that's being added later is going to be mevatel, the little bit of wine that was there. So by the time it makes it to your kiddush, at that point, for sure, it's already bottled, and as a result, it won't be an issue. A third sniff lahakel that's kedai to mention, that Reb Shlomo Miller mentions in his shmuzin on this, and that is that there's a chiddush from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, who says that it could be anything that's aser. Anything that's aser machmas chasnos. Anything that's aser machmas chasnos, the halach is it could be bottle afilo b'roiv. Whoa. Now, the makar to this is a shach. The shach who says in the sugi is a bishul akum, that bishul akum is batal b'roiv. He says, being that it's only asa mishum chasnos, so if you don't have a be'en, it's already batal b'roiv at that point. At that point, you could be mekel and it's going to be enough. And being that stam yena bizman hazeh is only asa mishum chasnos, because the Rama already said that chayimra v'avidazara bizmanenu is not an issue. So today, stam yena chayra has the halach of chasnos. If it has the halach of chasnos, it could be samech on the artsvi. But these are all Nifim Lahakal. The psak of Reb Shlomo Miller is Kelim Asur Machmas Yayin Shel Goyim Mutal Litein L'Soicham Bein Mayim Bein Sheichar Bein Shar Mashkim. There's two reasons mentioned in the poiskim why that's the case. Either because the tam of the yayin is bottle. The ikar reason seems to be the second reason, and that is because it's noisin tam lufgam. And if that's the case, it's mutter based on a halacha mifureshes in Shulchan Aruch. So really, after all said and done, this whole sherry cask was often halach in Shulchan Aruch, right? Is that true? Is that true? And if that's the case, how could you even be machmer? Like, what's going on over here? You're going to be machmer kenegan on often halach in Shulchan Aruch. I think if we stopped here, we're all, right? We know where we're going. So what's going on here? Like, what's the other side of the story, right? I mean, it's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. So, where exactly are you going to go with this? But I think it's kedai to mention that as much as it's true, it's a often halach in Shulchan Aruch that l'chayra would suggest that this should be mutter, there's also an often halach in Shulchan Aruch that l'chayra would suggest it should be awesome. And again, we addressed this already. We're going backwards a little bit. But we're doing it to make a point. And that halach is the Rashba. Kuf lamed dalet yud gimel. Kol hamashkim shol goyim. Shedarkom la'arev behen yayin oichoy mitzasurin. Meaning, any single time you have a taruvus of yayin and shari surah, and you want right now to go ahead and be soymich on a bittel, if it's the derech to be ma'arev the yayin inside, the halach is you're not going to have the bittel. It's going to be aser. Sherry cask whiskey fits very neatly into this halach in Shulchan Aruch. And if that's the case, just based on the psak of Shulchan Aruch, it should be us. Meaning, we're coming very geschmack now. We're saying, what do you mean? It's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. There's another halacha. And the halachas are not a stira. They're talking to each other. Where it's not the derech, where it's a mikra ba'alma, so then you have kuflam et zayin dalet. Where it's the derech la'arev, so then you have kuflam. So l'chayra, in as much as it's a often halach in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Zayin Dalid that it should be mutter, it's also often halach in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Dalid Yud Gimel that it should be awesome. So you can't just come and say it's a often halach in Shulchan Aruch because there's another halach in Shulchan Aruch that would seem to be awesome. Now what's the teretz of this kasha? So what's the teretz of this kasha? We know the teretz of this kasha. Teretz is the night of Yehuda. Yerideya Tinyana Simen Unvav. The teretz is Ramosha and Igris Moshe in the second tshuva. Yerideya Chelak Aleph Simen Samach Gimel. We know the answer. The answer is Kfar Hoiru Askenim. Hanoid of Yehuda Vagoy Ramosha and Igris Moshe. And that is that we don't paskin like this Rashba. We don't paskin like this Rashba. Based on the Rashba and Chemes Akum and Kuftes Vav Gimel and the Stira and the Ramah and Bezman Azes Tam Yenu can't be Mohammed than Avela and the Tzuchi Cholov of that. And as a result, it's for that reason halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh we're going to be mekel. But remember, it's an often halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have to jump through this hoop. And if you don't jump through this hoop, then you missed, right? You have to jump through this hoop. Because at the end of the day, there is an often halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says, kol ha-mashkin shol goyim, shedarkim la'aru ben yayin, oy chaymetz asurim. Now, Shlomo Miller doesn't even address this in the tshuva. It's amazing. I discussed it with one of his Talmidim. So the passion is because it's a night of the Gris Moshe. And it's mutter. And being that we know that this is not a halacha you have to worry about, so if it's not a halacha you have to worry about, so again, Nabi Huda said it a few hundred years ago, Rav Moshe wrote it in Tovshin Ches. So if that's the case, L'chaira, that is the mokim to be mekel. Now remember, Rav Moshe said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Rav Moshe said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Right? Can't forget that. But at the same time, mi ikra din, this sounds like something that would be mutter. But the truth is that there's really more to say as it relates to sherry cask, klapi the Rashba. Two things. Number one, there is a svara that's out there that suggests that could be even the Rashba only said what he said if you're putting a be'en inside the taruvis. So you have mashkin shol goyim, shedarkom la'aruv behen yayin. Sherry cast is no be'en. All there are is blios. And being that all there are is blios, there is a makom to say the Rashba would have never said what the Rashba said when all you're dealing with is blios. Could be yeah, could be not. But it is a shtark svara that I heard from Chosh v'Poiskim. Number one. Number two, if you assume that the reason that Kelim Asurim Achmas Yayin Shol Goyim Mutalitein L'Soichem Bein Mayim Bein Sheichem Bein Shamashkim is for the second reason, which is because it's Noisa Tam Lufkam, which is the reason of the Taz, and even the Shach says that the Bach, and he also seems to suggest that that's the Iker reason. If you speak to the Poiskim, they'll tell you that's the Iker reason. So if you work that is the reason, then it's Yutachin, for sure there's no Rashba. Because the whole Rashba is when you're being Samech Ambitl. So if I'm being Samech Ambitl, says the Rashba, Kol HaMashkin Shol Goyim, Shedarkim La'arev Ben Yayin, Oichoymetz Asurim. Meaning, no Bittl. But to the extent that over here, I'm not coming mitzad the bittel. I'm coming mitzad the fact that it's noisa tam lufkam. It's an avelus rucha. That's why it's mutter. It's mutter al tzavelus rucha. If it's mutter al tzavelus rucha, the Rashba never said that b'chai gavna with a derech is to put an avelus rucha, all of a sudden it's going to be awesome to drink. What the Rashba said is that when you're coming to it, a bittel. So then, l'chatchilo, you can't go ahead and be signed the chandabut. Remember, you work with the raivit. There's no bittel when it comes to machalas. makum. But over here, we're not coming with two with bittel. It's not to do a bittel. This is an avelus ruchel. We had the sugya a couple of days ago. The bottom line is that's the sugya nice of tam lefkam. So if it's also nice of tam lefkam, then it's ganz mistaber. It's not my chiddush. It's ganz mistaber that the whole svar of the Rashba wouldn't be applicable at all. So we have the halacha psuka and kufla mitzayin dalit. Le'umas that we have the halacha psuka of the Rashba of kufla mitzayin yud gimel. What do we have to counter that? L'chayra, you have three tshuvas bedavar. One is literally tshuvas, the tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda and the tshuva from Ramosha. And then we have a svara, which is only a svara ba'alma, and that is maybe there's an afkimita between a be'en and a blia. The Machmer would say Mechateisi. And then we have what would seem to be a very compelling argument, and that is that if you assume that the Ikar reason for that heter is based on the fact that it's Nois and Tam Lefkam, well, if it's based on Nois and Tam Lefkam, then it could be this whole Rajba is not going to be a Tzushtel at all. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have the Shail of Sherry Cask. And the Mitzias of the Sherry Cask is that you don't have Shishim, or even Shisha, of whiskey keneged all the blias that are inside the cask. However, you definitely have Shisha, and you likely even have Shishim keneged the Ketei Klipa. If that's the case, if you're willing to be Seimich on the Neid of Yehuda, who said that Hagam the Shach said that once it's there, Me'es Le'es, you have to assume that the blias are in the entire cask, not only in the Ketei Klipa. If you're willing to go like that, says you don't have to worry about that. Well, then all you have is a teklipa. You're going to have shisha. You'll probably even have shisha. And if that's the case, it's going to be mutter to drink the sherry cask based on Ramosh's truth. Ramosh said, Bal nefesh yachmer, good. But Bal nefesh yachmer. But the reality is, the Ikar Adin, the sherry cask whiskies, are going to be mutter. If you want to take on the chumrah of the shach, which sounds like the appropriate Yorin Shemayim Digger approach to the sugya, well, if that's the case, then l'chayra, you don't have the requisite shira bittel. Because here you have to assume all the blias inside the entire cask, and if it's all the blias inside the entire cask, you're not going to have shisha, you're not even going to have shisha. And if that's the case, you're going to have a little bit of an issue. Stating that, you have Reb Shlomo Miller's tshuva, which is kuflamet zayin dalit, kelim asurim achasayin shaldoim, mutalitim l'seichah b'mayim ben sheikha ben shamashkim, based on a gemara v'yitzar lamet gimel lamet beis, it's enough in a toisvis that says, all mashkim, the halacha is, you have this heter. Why is it mutter? So it's a little bit sussum, either because it's bittel or because it's nice tam lefkam. But at the end of the day, you have a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch. And if you have a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch, so based on that, you would think that it should be mutter. Additionally, you have the three sniffin that he threw out there, lahakel. What were the three sniffin that he, that Shlomo Miller mentioned, lahakel? Number one, you have the sniff of the Neid of Yehuda, who says that you could be Saimech, not like the Shach, you could be Saimech on Kedei Klipa. Number two, they put a little bit of water and there's no Chanan Lach Balach by Stam Yenom. And as a result, once they add the water at that point, you're for sure going to have a Shir Bittel. And then there's the Chiddush from the Har Tzvi that maybe when it comes to this, even Reiv is going to be enough. But it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch with three Sniff and Lahakel, and based on that, you would think it's going to be Mutter. Stating that, what you have steering you in the eye is the Rashba, which is also the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Kol ha-mashkin shel goyim shedarkin l'arav ben yayin oichoy mitzasurim. And I just want to bring out, the Rashba really talks to every single chelik of this tshuva. Because the Ikar tshuva is, Kelim asurim achasayin shel goyim mutalit l'seich b'mayim ben sheikha ben shar mashkin. Well, not if you take on the Rashba. What would the sniff in l'hakel? I have shisha kenega the k'dei klipa. But if there's a Rashba, there's no pittel at all. But when we add the water, yeah, but if there's a Rashba, there's no bittel at all. Rav Tzvi Pesach said, all you need is bittel b'raif. But if you have a Rashba, there's no bittel at all. So the Rashba knocks out the Ikar tshuva, and it even knocks out all the sniff and lahakel. The Rashba would seem to knock out this entire. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, the Rav Moshe said, that you're making a toys. That this Rashba is dafka yayin when there was a chayim of avodah zarah, when it was very, very serious. But bismaneinu, it's not worse than the tzichtzuch echala with the Shulchan Aruch is mekel and kufta esvav, or the nevela with the night of Yehuda was mekel. And if that's the case, bismanazeh, you don't have to worry about the Rashba. Yehuda va'oidlaka could be blias are different, and certainly if the reason it's mutter, which sounds like the Ikar reason, nice time of God. So there's mitigating factors, but maybe the Rashba won't be a fact. But the bottom line is what you have staring you in the eye is the Rashba. So just one last point, and that is Rebelski, Zichet Tzadik Levracha was also asked this question. Kamuvin, every poisek, I think, in the last 50 years was asked this question. Rebelsky was asked this question, and he wrote a tshuva, and it's in his Shailos HaTshuvos Shulchan HaLevi. If you want to look it up inside, it's in the Yerideya section. It's in Perek Chof He. And he was asked, Mamash Tishaila, these sherry cask whiskeys, are they mutter or are they aser? And he writes a whole tshuva. And you know what his tshuva is? I'll tell you what his tshuva is. His tshuva is that Be'etzim, you have Rav Moshe's tshuva in the Gus Moshe, where he went through a lot of the Akuli Yipshu, he went through everything you have to go. He says, but at the end of the day, what's steering me between the eyes is the Rajva. He says, I can't get past the Rajva. At the end of the day, there's an often a Rajva that said, Kol Amashkin Shol Goyim Shedarkin La'ar Ben Yayin Oichoymetz Asur. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins it. And he says, Mefurish, he says, V'ine. Even though it's true that the Noida B'Yehuda and Rav Moshe Feinstein were both Mekel, and they already gave us a psak l'doris that you could be Mekel. He says, but v'hinei, av shaharbi achroinam hitiru l'maisa, u'besoicham ha-Noida B'Yehuda ha-Niskalil, u'ba'achrei sh'asru ha-mechaber v'kam ha-gedoli ha-rishoinim poshit sh'al-kol bal-nefesh l'harchik mizeh. And he makes a big deal. The only thing, everything else he throws in b'derech agav. But his whole tshuva is the Rashba. Rav Shlomo Miller's whole tshuva is kuf lamed zayin dalet. Ofen halacha shulchan aruch. Anything that the derech is to put the, you're allowed to put Shem Mashkim inside. Rebelsky's tshuva was Kuf Lamed Aleph Yud Gimel. Afra Lachin Shulchan Aruch. Kol Mashkin Shal Goyim Shedarkin La'ar Ben Yayin Oichay Mitzasru. Now the reason Shlomo Miller said it's Afra Lachin Shulchan Aruch is because he wasn't even addressing the Rashba. He knew the Rashba. Obviously, he's not bavarning the Rashba. So he says he's bavarning more. The Olam's Taining. It's nice and tam l'shvach. And look at the McCallan's rapper. So he's saying, I don't want for my life. It's Afra Lachin Shulchan Aruch. Now there happens to be a Rashba. He's not even busy with that. He's not even addressing it. They already paskin that it's not a problem. Rebelsky's whole tshuva was this halacha writer. So in conclusion, the sherry cask sugya is a very interesting sugya. Because really, the mekel has an often halach and shulchan aruch. Often halach and shulchan aruch. It's not like a fancy svara. It's an often halach and shulchan aruch. And the machmir has an often halach and shulchan aruch. You can sit at a kiddush, fight the fight, and you can say, "What are you talking about?" Kelim asurim machmas yayin shal goyim mutter liten l'soicham beimayim bein cheichem mitchar mashkim. It sounds like checkmate. It's mutter. And you can sit at a kiddush, and you can be the frummer who's making kiddush on wine, not on whiskey, and you can be sitting there screaming, "What are you crazy? No way in the world!" Shlivovitz, cause kol amashkin shal goyim shedarkin l'arim ben yayin oichay mitzasurim. Often alach and shulchan aruch. And the truth is, I hear both. They're both true. They're both true. The Meiser of Shlomo Miller the Great, Poisek, Paskin, that it's mutter. I the Rashba, Shon Geret, Rabbi Belsky the Great, Poisek, he Paskin. Mutter Mikra Din, you can't go connect the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Moshe, Abba Bal Nefesh Yachmer. It's actually interesting because, you know, all these nuances in Allah are always very fascinating. The reality is, as far as I know, the Kashrus organizations, right, they don't give Ashkoch on sherry cask whiskey, right? The OU certainly doesn't give Ashkoch on sherry cask whiskey, and the OU was Tachas Ashkochas Rebelsky. You see why not? Rebelsky didn't like it. And Rebelsky held that it wasn't okay. I actually had the schuss last week. I was at a wedding and I was sitting next to somebody who's a big knacker in one of the very important kashrus, global kashrus organizations in the world. And I asked him this question. Which question? I didn't even say the question yet. I asked him, though, why is it that the OU gives a hashkocha on Chol of Stam and they don't give a hashkocha on sherry cask? I mean, Ramosh and the Tshuva came out in both that it's mutim ikra din, bal nefesh yachmer. In fact, Ramosh sounded like he was more machmer when it came to Chol of Stam than it was to sherry cask, right? Ramosh said, there's no URA to be machmer. He says, I'm machmer by sherry cask or the equivalent thereof. Ramosh's sherry cask, using that word loosely, Tshuva, Ramosh said that he himself is make. To give the Olam Alachayim because he doesn't want it to be Mechsi Kiyura, right? Anov of Ramoshi is worried that he's going to be Mechsi Kiyura. But the bottom line is that in Lamais, it's just the opposite. I'm going to tell you what he told me. He told me that part of our mission statement is to make kosher food available to Jews around the world. He said to be Seimich on Ramoshi's Tshuva when it comes to Chol of Stam, we feel that's a tremendous tzarech. But to be Seimich on Ramosh's Tshuva when it comes to sherry cask, no, it's not the end of the world. In fact, to quote Rebelsky, who ran the OU, Kiyadua, Rebelsky's Lashon is that Therefore, even though Be'etzim there's a very, very stark makim to be making, we come makim near a pashit, Shebal Nefesh Yisrachik Mizeh, Ubaruch Hashem, Sheish Dai Vahoysim Imalishtois, Kedos, Ve'ein Oines, Laharbis Pazel, Loit Tzorech, Vanir Lufias Daiti Kosafti. Shrabdowski basically gave you the reason. He told you himself, because there's not such a Tzorech. And being that there's not such a Tzorech, so it's for that reason that he felt you don't have to be Machmer. Lamaiser, Rav Shlomo Miller is Makel. In fact, Rav Shlomo Miller doesn't even write Bal Nefesh Yachmer in his Truvis, which is so interesting. But Rav Shlomo Miller is Makel, Rabelski was Machmer. We know the Makilim have Al Malismoich. We know that the Machmirim have Al Malismoich. In terms of the bottom line, this is above my pay grade. All I could say is drink responsibly. And at the end of the day, we should all be Zoich. We should be drinking together of Simchis. And we should be sharing Psuris Toivis. And one day we should be Zoich to drink from the Yayin HaMeshumer, the Biyos Gel Tzedek, the Meir B'Yameinu Amen.